We are joined on the line this morning by Jefferson Mays. He is a Tony Award-winning actor, and he's a big part of A Christmas Carol, a film that's streaming for folks to enjoy over this holiday season. There's also some local benefits to this, too. Jefferson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
We appreciate you joining us today. It says you play more than 50 roles in this film, all parts of the Christmas.
Yes, indeed. I haven't really had the courage to count them up myself, but that's what I'm told.
You even play the little boy? Because I was once in A Christmas Carol where he asked me if the turkey's still out there, and I said, the one as big as me is me? That's my line.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I do the voice of the little boy, and it's played back to me from off stage.
Wow.
But I guess technically it's still me.
Yeah, well, it's all you there. And it's a great thing. People know that A Christmas Carol, local theaters produce this. It's usually a good revenue generator. It's a special thing people look forward to, but this COVID-19 has kind of crushed a lot of that for us. Talk about really the idea behind this and how you were able to be a part of it.
Yes, well, we'd done this production of A Christmas Carol at the Geffen Theater in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. And then our producer had the wonderful idea of trying to bring it to a wider audience, and in so doing, helping community and regional theaters across the country. As you probably know, the theater community has lost probably well over 80% of its box office income because of COVID-19, and I think there are almost 3 million arts workers unemployed. So we wanted to give back to the regional community theaters where so many of us started out our careers and nurtured and sustained us. And we were hoping to give back to them and nurture and sustain them through this pandemic.
Yeah, theater.
So you can please go ahead.
No, I was going to say theater is big and small, including the Mad Factory in Oberlin here that we have there, where they have a lot of young people that get involved in theater. You were saying?
Yes. Yes. I was just saying that people can make a donation will go to your local theater, like the Mad Factory, by going to the website, achristmascarollive.com, and they'll set you up with tickets.
What was your take on performing this? A lot of times, you know, there's many different renditions of it, how to play Ebenezer, sort of the pacing of the show. Tell me a little bit about your interpretation.
Yes, well, a lot of times it's imagined and staged with a cast of thousands, and there's a wonderful celebratory Christmas pageant quality to these productions. So ours is less a departure from that, as it is a return to the story itself, particularly to the ghost story itself, preserving Dickens' own narrative voice with its wit and its social outrage. It's getting, I guess you could describe it as getting back to the ghost story. And I hope there's some thrills and chills.
Was it fun to being able to do something on stage, having been sort of shut down this summer?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, we were all so happy to be back. We did it at Broadway's United Palace Theater at 175th and Broadway in New York to an audience of 3,000 empty seats. But there was a certain poignancy in that, you know, because it made us think, of course, the empty theaters across the country and you know, the empty houses. But we were all of us so delighted to be back doing what we love to do and what we do best in these difficult times.
We are talking today with Jefferson Mays, Tony Award winner, who is being a part of this, a big part of the world premiere of the A Christmas Carol. It's streaming on demand from November 28th through January 3rd. Where do people get a hold of this to see it?
Yes, well, you can go on to achristmascarollive.com to get tickets, to stream it into your own home. And then, as I said, a portion of that will go to your local theater.
Was this done as a play on stage, or do you have other techniques that you can bring into a movie or a film that you wouldn't otherwise be able to do?
Well, yes. It was originally conceived as a work for the stage, and I think the film does preserve that theatrical feel. I hope the audience has a sense of almost being on stage with me throughout the 90 minutes of the story. But through our cinematographer, Maceo Bishop, we were able to use a lot of the magic of film to augment the magic of the theater. But it's a strange, wonderful hybrid in which it's not really a film and not really a play, but some sort of mixture of the two that seems very new to me.
Growing up, did you ever go back and watch any of the older films, like maybe the one from Alistair Sim?
Oh, gosh, yes. I am a huge Alistair Sim fan, and that was my first introduction to A Christmas Carol, aside from having it read aloud to me by my parents. I remember seeing this wonderful Oscar-winning short cartoon of it, narrated by Alistair Sim. It's just 21 minutes, but it is so beautifully evocative, hand-drawn animation, and it really captures the spirit of the thing, and it was very terrifying at the same time.
Well, that's the thing about this story. I mean, there's a lot of emotion that goes into it. How do you think it's going to play? Because theater is an art form that allows people to put their own impression on it. During this time, after the pandemic, what people have been through, how do you think the story will resonate at this time of the year?
Well, I think it's resonance, which is, it's always been resonant, of course. It's a perennial favorite and has been so since the early 19th century. But I think, especially in these troubled, fractious times, it's useful to be reminded of the transformational power of kindness and charity and mercy and tolerance and the possibility of change and redemption for us all. But it's such a universal and indeed timeless story, and it always just hits me squarely in the heart and never ceases to move me whenever I see it on stage or read it with my family.
Our guest today is Tony Award winner Jefferson Mays. He plays the roles of many of the characters, almost all of them, I guess, for the most part, of A Christmas Carol.
I do. I even play a potato in a boiling away in a pot. I'm proud to say.
Yeah, that's a wonderful one. That'll be on your third on your resume, right after the two Tonys, right?
You'll yeah, absolutely. It's going to the top of my resume.
Exactly. Well, to play a potato, it takes a lot of, you know, skill for that. You can't just jump into something like that.
I just hope I'm not overdone.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. And again, achristmascarollive.com is the place to go for that. And you've been so gracious as well to provide us with a couple of passes, which we'll be giving away soon here at WEOL. But we appreciate your time this morning. And thanks for sharing some of the Christmas spirit with all of us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. There we go. Jefferson Mays joining us this morning. Again, with A Christmas Carol Live, which will be streaming now through January 3rd.